This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 30 inches of rain have already fallen from Hurricane Lane on Hawaii's Big Island. The other islands now appear to be targets of the storm, as FEMA says its top priorities will be safety, security, food, and drinking water for the folks of that state. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on some of the worst-case scenarios they could find themselves up against.
There's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast. The real question is, when does it start to make its turn to the west? You know, if it drifts further north, then that means you're going to see storm surge as well as increased rainfall.
The storm now with 120-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump says that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be looking into what the president calls the corruption on the other side, tweeting that this morning, apparently referring to Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Still raging wildfires in California, creating big health hazards in the San Francisco Bay Area, where officials say air quality is so unhealthy, people should avoid outdoor activities and keep their windows and doors closed. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says impeaching the president would lead to a revolt across America. Giuliani saying he would only be impeached for political reasons.
I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Google says it's removed 58 YouTube channels linked to an Iranian influence operation. It's also removed 42 YouTube channels with ties to Russia. The man who murdered John Lennon, 63-year-old Mark David Chapman, has been denied parole for a 10th time. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When it comes to President Trump's promise that America will dominate space, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for the naysayers.
The United States Department of Space Force will be a reality by the year 2020.
The vice president saying that during a visit to the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Thursday, saying the administration wants the U.S. to return to the moon as well as do some other lofty things.
Our administration is swiftly advancing the most important precursor to outposts on the moon and the mission to Mars, the first space station that will orbit our nearest neighbor, the Lunar Orbital Platform.
The president's proposal for doing it through a sixth branch of the military has gotten mixed reviews from most lawmakers and many military officials. An economic report on durable goods orders, they're down more than twice as much as experts had predicted they'd be. Orders for items meant to last at least 3 years, falling 1.7% in July. They were dragged down by a big retreat in aircraft orders. Analysts had forecast a decline of 0.8%. The Commerce Department reports orders for non-defense goods other than aircraft were actually up 1.4% last month. An official say an abandoned Kentucky Fried Chicken store in San Luis, Arizona, was hiding a drug smuggling tunnel that went about 600 yards into Mexico. One arrest has been made. And for USA Radio News...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll here, and thank you for joining in on all the fun and happenings going on here at Bill Martinez Live. Great to be sharing a part of your day with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And while you're there, check out our new column on why is everything so loud these days. I'm grateful to Clash Daily. They picked up this column that I wrote, about what's more observation about our culture, that things seem to be so loud these days. And maybe, you know, they're loud because, are we trying to hide something? You know, kind of an old friend of mine, Grammy Award-winning musician, said that oftentimes musicians hit it loud to hide their mistakes. And I thought, well, you know, maybe there's relevance here, even in the communication. Somehow people think that if they talk louder, that he with the loudest voice wins the argument. I don't know about that. So food for thought there. Check it out at Clash Daily, okay? Dr. Ronnie Floyd joins us now. He's the senior pastor of Cross Church in Arkansas and president of the National Day of Prayer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. Dr. Floyd, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I am doing well, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, I want to talk just a moment, if we could, about the National Day of Prayer. I just am so grateful. And even though we set aside one day, there are many people who continue every day praying for this nation and praying for our leaders. And I believe it was because of the prayers of the people that God answered and saved this nation. Because, Dr. Floyd, we were on the brink of losing this great American experiment, a land blessed by God.
Well, you know, Bill, there's been a generation after generation that's been committed to praying for our nation. And now it's on us, you know, and it doesn't need to fall away from God because of us. We need to be the ones on the wall praying diligently. Again, not just simply on the National Day of Prayer on the first Thursday of every May, even though we're grateful for that, but for every day. And that's one thing we're really encouraging at the National Day of Prayer, because every month I put out three priorities of prayer for the month for the country, just right. To try to keep people on task. We all know we need to pray for the country. Many times we do not know what to pray for the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you send that out, I need to get on that distribution list, and we need to make sure that is linked on our website. I have seen prayer, work and do miraculous things. I've been blessed even at an early age to see that prayer works. Case in point, without a doubt, if people think that Donald Trump was elected just by happenstance or because of the Russians, they do not know our Almighty God, who himself says he is the one who puts into place the leaders. And I believe that Donald Trump was God's man for this time.
Well, you know what happens so much of the time, Bill, is that we do that by the preference rather than on the authority of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and the Scripture is very clear about that, as you quoted, and you're so right on that, because you know, I supported other presidents when I didn't always agree with them, and I supported and prayed for many presidents that were totally opposite of what I believed, because it's my responsibility as a Christian to be able to honor the office of the president and to pray for the president and the leaders of our nation. And that's one of the things that we really encourage at the National Day of Prayer. And anyone, Bill, that wants to get on that list every month that we send out, if they'll just go to nationaldayofprayer.org, nationaldayofprayer.org, and if they'll look up to the right side of the opening page, it says join our newsletter.
Okay.
Join our newsletter. If they'll do that, they'll begin to get that along the way. I put it out once or twice a month, but it's always about the same thing and different things every month. And it really keeps us on target. And, you know, I just want to appeal to all of your listeners today. Thank God for a show that encourages people to pray for the country. A lot of people today have all kind of mindset and thoughts about that. And, you know, the bottom line is that I said it earlier, it's on us that we
really
need
is.
To be praying for our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the bottom line is it's ultimately in God's hands.
Exactly.
But we need to be faithful to cry out to the Lord. For example, you know, one of the things I published yesterday was on September the 11th, a day which we commemorate in history since 2001 in our nation. Almost 3,000 people were killed in our country on our soil, 400 police officers and firefighters. But on that day, we're calling for people to set aside just a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
public settings, private settings. We don't care what it is. It's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to pray for the security and the protection of the United States of America, because that's one of the greatest needs in this nation today, especially with starting back to school, especially what we've seen in public arenas all over the nation, the threats of all kinds of things. What happened in Chicago this past weekend with so many people being killed and so many people being shot? This country is under assault. And
exactly.
Christians need to step in and get on the wall and get our eyes off of politics, get our eyes off of leaders, and get our eyes on God and call out to God for our nation. That's our responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, for all the fussing and everything and the argumentation that's been taking place, you know, take it to God. God's the one. He
Absolutely.
Is... He is the life changer, and we need to bring God into the situation. I believe we brought God into the 2016 elections. There are many praying for the midterms as well. But as you say, the heart and soul in what happened in Chicago. I mean, there is such outrage and people out in the street here, Dr. Floyd, that are just saying we need Trump. I mean, they are in a democratic city. And they realize that man's ways have failed, and they're now looking to Trump, because the one thing that Trump represents is that he has represented a consistent winning plan and record. That is clear as to what's happening in the 500 plus days of his administration. And, you know, and I've gone into this with my eyes wide open to see how God has used this man in a very unique way. And I believe that others are starting to see it, and the people in Chicago are seeing that, you know, he may not be the exact, I mean, he's not Billy Graham, and he's not Dr. Ronnie Floyd. He is Donald Trump. But his heart is for the people, is for Main Street America. And there is something about him that uniquely has qualified him to be president, and people are looking to, you know, to him to be part of the answer. But what they are not seeing behind this man is that he is a man of faith in his own way. And this is, again, I think, for people to understand that God has the capacity to love any of us where we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing, that his arms are wide open and are more than capable to handle any kind of sin or shame in our past.
Amen. No doubt. You know, we're thankful to God for it, Bill. And, you know, he may not be perfect, because any president's not perfect. But one thing people know about President Trump is that President Trump loves policemen. He loves firefighters. Mm-hmm. He loves those who...
Dr. Floyd, we got to go to break.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martin. Texas, live. Martinez live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are Americans, not Americans, right? Dr. Ronnie Floyd continues with us, senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas, is the author of the book Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. Dr. Floyd, why Living Fit? Why the book?
Well, I believe one of the greatest needs is that people understand that if they're going to be all that God wants them to be, they must get themselves fit in every area of life. When people hear the word fit, we think of physical. And so if we're not physically fit, it immediately turns us off. Mm-hmm. But in reality, we really need to be understanding and clear that living fit is really an experience of being fit spiritually, physically, relationally, financially, and emotionally. And that's really what this book is about, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you get in your car every day to drive to work or somewhere in the community or city, you know, you get in and you might pay attention to one or two gauges in your life. And that happens then. You're going to pay attention to the fuel tank, and you should pay attention to the speedometer. But in all that, there are a lot of other gauges that you never pay attention to, and pretty soon they may blink. Or if you don't take care of your vehicle, that same thing happens in our lives. Mm-hmm. We need to imagine our life as being a dashboard, and these gauges, we have gauges of our spiritual life, of our physical life, of our financial life, of our relational life, of our emotional life. And living fit is a call to holistic health. Exactly. In those areas, and to teach you how to check the gauges in your life so you can be all God wants you to be in your life.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because so often we hear, you know, about the body. And I always think, I mean, to me, it's a little bit of a, you know, nail on the chalkboard, because I say, well, it's not about the body. It's, you know, we're told repeatedly in the Word of God, it's body, mind, and spirit. You know, we're tripart human beings, you know, and to your point, we have to address those three critical areas. It's not, you know, we can just be so focused on the body, forget about the mind and spirit, because God has, you know, God desires for us to be balanced in our approach, does He not?
Well, absolutely, and that's why it's important we understand that everything happens together. Nothing is decompartmentalized or compartmentalized. It all comes together, and what we must understand, Bill, is that as our spiritual life goes, so goes the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
See, when it really comes down to it, is that whatever is your physical fitness and your relational health and your financial health and your emotional health, all of those things are affected by your spiritual life.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, if you're not healthy spiritually, or you're struggling with your relationships, or you're struggling with money, or you're struggling with your health, or whatever it may be, I mean, your emotional health is going to be horrible. And the end result of the emotional side, the reason I put it last, is because many times it catches the brunt of that. That's why we're up one day, down the next day, and we're not consistent. And we need to really strive for consistency in our life. And the only way to do that is to be healthy in those areas of life.
Yeah, the root is the spiritual. I agree. And if we're not connected to the vine, you know, we know what happens. And maybe we think, oh, well, you know, we can be casual about it. But Jesus said it very clearly that we need to remain connected to the vine. And I guess maybe we question whether or not Jesus really meant what he said.
Yeah, well, that's probably true among some, but I promise you, he did mean what he said, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to take it real seriously. You know, you mentioned a moment ago the whole element of the body and how many times that is just blown out of proportion in the way people look at their physical health. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, there's total imbalance, not only in the American political system, but in the American mindset about these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to understand, though, as Christians, if we're followers of Christ, we also need to understand this part about our body, though, and that is that our body is the temple of God, mm-hmm. and it does not belong to us. It belongs to God. And we need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of the finances that God has entrusted to us. We need to take care of our relationships, which should model what it's like in our relationship with God. And we need to take care of ourselves emotionally so we can literally be all God wants us to be and live our lives in complete glory to Him. And that should be our goal. Is my spiritual life bringing in glory? Is my physical life bringing in glory? Is my relational life? Is my financial life? My emotional life? Is it bringing me in glory? If it's bringing in glory, guess what? I am bringing God glory. Mm-hmm. And that's what He wants me to do.
You say check each gauge in your life that measures how you're doing in these critical areas. What does that look like?
Well, you know, we do in the book, we talk, and it's written in a lot of short chapters, and just so it's really user-friendly. And there are groups that are going to be using it for Bible studies and those kind of things, or small groups this coming fall. And you know, it's just really a practical way to look at it, because in reality, you know, you take, for example, when you look at the whole issue of living fit spiritually, I talk about purpose, the importance of purpose in life. And because of how can we live fit if we don't understand our purpose, and that we know that God has a purpose for us in our lives? I talk about those kind of things. I talk about in the physical side. I talk about being reasonable about your health, but at the same time, living a life that is orderly. So many Christians don't live in order. They live their lives totally in disarray. None of that brings God glory. When you look at the relational side of life, I mean, we need each other. You know, we need the church. We need our families. We need to be healthy in relationships. And, you know, we live in a country today with so much dysfunction. And one of the reasons our political system is so dysfunctional is that our families are dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. And the reason so many people are dysfunctional, the place where they should learn relationships is in the family.
Right.
And that's where one of the big issues is. But again, Bill, it all comes back to where am I with God? All of that has to be kept in mind of my relationship with the Lord. And that's really what Living Fit really goes after, is making your life count to help you pursue a healthy you. It's not about being perfect. It's not about looking this way or looking that way or this or that. Nobody is perfect. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being and living a life on progress of being everything that God wants you to be.
Exactly.
And that's where the Lord wants us to be, is walking forward, being better, doing what we can under His power, and trusting Him for the future of our lives.
You know, some people, Dr. Floyd, might accommodate in the chaos in their life. And they say, well, that's just the way I'm wired. That's what I do. But again, we go back to what you said initially, and that is you need to take an inventory and say, am I glorifying God? I mean, God knows that you're not maybe you may not necessarily have a proclivity to, you know, having less chaos in particular areas of your life.
Sure.
But that's the question. You know, have you surrendered that to God to say, you know, all right, I admit it is chaotic. I don't necessarily like it. That's going to be really hard for me to do. But are we going to surrender that to God for His glory so that we can get beyond that? Now, Dr. Floyd, I'm sure you're hearing from people all the time that say, look, you know, I had a particularly tough area. I didn't know how I was going to, take on this challenge in my life. But once I surrendered to God, it was a process. But I'm less chaotic because I'm not accommodating the chaos anymore, right?
That's right. No question about it.
Well, Dr. Ronnie Floyd has been our guest. His book, which you've got to read. I mean, this is going to challenge you. Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You on a Holistic Plane here. Dr. Floyd, how can they get your hands on your book?
Well, they should be able to go to Amazon.com. They can easily get it there. They can get it in other Christian bookstores all around. And, you know, Bill, people need to understand they have one shot in life and they need to make it count.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 30 inches of rain have already fallen from Hurricane Lane on Hawaii's Big Island. The other islands now appear to be targets of the storm, as FEMA says its top priorities will be safety, security, food, and drinking water for the folks of that state. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on some of the worst-case scenarios they could find themselves up against.
There's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast. The real question is, when does it start to make its turn to the west? You know, if it drifts further north, then that means you're going to see storm surge as well as increased rainfall.
The storm now with 120-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump says that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be looking into what the president calls the corruption on the other side, tweeting that this morning, apparently referring to Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Our next guest has been someone that I've been tracking since February. We were supposed to meet up initially at NRB in Nashville, and I think you were a little sick, Plum, and we didn't have a chance to connect, and I felt terrible that we missed the opportunity. I am not a stalker, but I am a fan, and I love what you're doing, so I want you to know it's a good thing, and I'm glad that we finally connected here on the radio.
Oh, me too. And just to affirm it, that's the sickest I can remember being, probably since I was 23 when I had bacterial pneumonia. Been that sick. I was really sick, and I actually canceled 3 shows in a row, and for the first time in my entire career, I've never ever canceled a show. So I was really sick.
Well, there is redemption, thank God, and here we are today to make it up. And of course, we have lots to talk about because you just haven't been busy enough. I mean, you know, you just released what is wrong? I mean, are you like trying to still milk this sickness back in February, or what's going on here?
I know. New record, new book, new song and a movie, new single,
and a big fall tour on the board too. Wonderful for you. You're on a great roll. Well, your new album, Beautifully Broken, I'll tell you, the title song is just awesome, and I know you're going to be doing the title track for a movie, right, as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the movie comes out August 24th, and it's called Beautifully Broken, and I had the honor of writing the song, and so I wrote it from the perspective of something I relate to, which is brokenness, just kind of coming from it as a broken girl. And they loved it, put it in the film. And then we were actually finishing the record. We took a week off of working on the record to do that. And when we were finished, we were like, you know what? This song does not just belong on this record as well.
Right.
We think we're going to title the whole record it because it speaks to the whole record.
Exactly. Well, it is awesome. It has been ever since they sent me a cut of it. It is it's on continuous play on my iPod. When I'm in the car, I've been beautifully blessed by Beautifully Broken. The lyric is so powerful. And what touched me about this, Plum especially, is I just sense that your heart is so connected to the heart of God. It's as if you went into the throne room of God and God gave you these lyrics, because they are, and I know sometimes it's overused, you know, when we talk about lyrics that are anointed, but there's something real special and real healing about the lyric and about this song.
Oh, thank you for saying that. In fact, you saying that reminds me that Kim Walker Smith's song Throne Room was on repeat the whole time I was making this record. That was probably one of the most instrumental songs of just God reminding me to just come to his feet with everything, with my brokenness, with my questions, just for asking his help, for his wisdom, his guidance, his healing. So that song just, and so when I got to sit next to her at an award show recently, and I was like, I don't mean to freak you out, but I am super fangirling because your song, The Throne Room, you know, just has meant so much to me. And so she was really sweet.
Oh, that's just great. Well, you know, this is the thing that makes it so special is when we bless God back with the giftings and talents that he's given us. And certainly that's on display, you know, with you and on this album. It's been your work's life. I mean, you know, you see this time and again. But, you know, particularly in this throughout this CD, I just have been really touched by it. And I congratulate you on that. I do also want to talk about your new book, which released the same time as Beautifully Broken, Fight for Her, Even If You Have to Fight Her. Tell us about that.
I would love to. I have a daughter, and I was going to write the book kind of as a mother-daughter book, my perspective as a daughter and now having a daughter. And as I got in there, the Lord really convicted me that this is not a book. I'm so used to writing songs.
Right.
This is not a book just for mothers and daughters. This is a book for all daughters, which is all women. And so the title came from a conversation I had with my daughter when she was probably two or three, kind of in that terrible 2-3 stage where there's a lot of, you know, combative, you know, no ma'am, you're going to put these shoes on, you're going to come to the car and get in your, you know, booster seat and whatever. And we had this little dispute one day, and I remember saying to her, because she was having a bad attitude, standing up to her, because ultimately I was standing up for her, knowing that your attitude and being, you know, disobedient and disrespectful in your little 2-year-old self, clearly you're little, but that God, that doesn't glorify the Lord. And as your mother, it's my responsibility to help you press into what holiness looks like, not just happiness. And so I said to her, as I buckled her in her seat, I said, you know what, young lady, I will fight for you, even if I have to fight you.
Wow.
And the second it came out of my mouth, I was like, that is a book one day. And she will be 10 at the end of this month. And so it's just a huge deal to me for it to finally come to fruition. The book was written for the purpose of revolutionizing the way women communicate with each other. We need to know that we've been fought for. We need to be fighters for other women. And I had a father that was willing to kill tigers for me. I had a mother completely willing to say no and have fights with me because ultimately she was fighting for me. But not every woman has that story to tell. And so the Lord really just convicted me and said, you know what, I want you to pay it forward. You had an amazing mom and dad, and they gave you a great foundation. They empowered you to know what God says about you.
Right.
And I even talk about that in the song Beautifully Broken of, you know, no matter how many scars you've had, it matters who it belongs to and what it says about you. And he says you're beautiful. He says that those scars are something he can use for his kingdom. Well, my dad and my mom both told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find myself telling my daughter the same thing. And my closest friends, I have a book called Need You Now that came out a number of years ago that kind of captures the story of my broken marriage that was restored. And in that story, my very best friend was a key component that the Lord used in my community to speak truth into my life. And she had to fight with me because she was fighting for me. She knew that my marriage was not going to be restored if I didn't change. And so I carried that over into the book as well, where ladies especially, but this, you know, this concept is not limited to just women, but I'm just writing it from a women's perspective, since I am one. But we are sitting next to a daughter in our cubicle at work. We're down the hall from another daughter when we're a teacher at school. We are talking to another daughter when we're buying our groceries sometimes and the cashier is taking our money. We are surrounded by daughters that need to be fought for. They need to be loved well. And sometimes that means you have a relationship, you stand up for them, but sometimes you stand up to them to help keep them on the direction of where God's called them and created them to be. And so it's just, it's a, again, just to repeat that, that revolutionizing the way we communicate. Women especially are catty. We gossip. We're jealous. We compare. We kind of say under our breath, can you believe she would wear that? Mm-hmm. But we don't love her enough. We don't love her enough to walk up to her and say, I love you. Let's go to coffee and get to know her and try to figure out maybe why she's wearing that or why she's doing that or why she's saying that or acting that way. And then have the courage, motivated by the Holy Spirit, to speak truth into her life, to say, this is coming to you from love and concern for you. But some of your behavior is concerning to me. It seems destructive or it seems dangerous. And you know what? That girl may not receive it. That person, whether it's a boy or a girl, they may not receive that. Mm-hmm. And they may go on and they may prune that relationship away and they may end a friendship with you. But the key is to be motivated by the Holy Spirit and to speaking truth and love and then trusting the Lord with that. And to be honest with you, you have to kind of check your gut of where your motivation is coming from, and then you've got to trust the Lord with it. But it goes all the way back to being community to her and having that community in your life. And I meet women left and right all day long that don't, they say to me, you know, Plum, I don't have that community. I don't know how to be that community. And I hate this. I hate that they hate my response, that my response is always the same. And I say, that's your fault. Yeah. Because to be that community, to have that community, you have to put yourself out there to be known. You have to make yourself known. And the community, the humanity around you, it's crying out for someone to come and bring them a meal when they're sick or babysit their child or help them pack up to move or check on them when they've missed work or take them to lunch or tea or coffee. We have opportunities all around us, but we want to sit back passive sometimes and then we want everyone to come to us and then we want to complain that we don't have that community. Well, it's because we haven't been that community. And so this book really does give you sort of a practical way of how to be that fighter, but also how to receive being fought with. And I think that, you know, around and around and around we go with that, a revolution takes place and people begin loving each other better. So I wrote it as a standalone, but it's also got discussion questions at the end of each chapter if you want to do that introspectively, if you want to do it as a small group.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Lord, I'm ready now. All the walls are down, but you will be safe. My arms, oh, I need you. God, I need you now. You're beautifully broken.
Two things I got to tell you in reading this book. I know you wrote it for women, but boy, I'll tell you, this is going to help guys out a lot too. And maybe understanding the woman that they're fighting for and,
right.
You know, to put that into perspective. The other thing is that, you know, when you see something deficient in somebody, you know, sometimes we have to stop and think, why is God allowing me to see this? If it is
right.
God giving us that perspective, then we need to stay on that God channel and not go into that channel. Because guys do the same thing. You know, we can be petty and
right.
and look at it in a critical mindset. But, you know, if we are the light of the world and we're connected to the vine, then we're going to pause for a moment and pray and say, Holy Spirit, what are you showing me here right now? What is it that I need to do? Why are you showing? Why is this bothering me? And what is
right.
the best and most aptly spoken word that I can say to that person to uplift them? The other thing is that your book, Plum, is generational. I mean, your mother wrote the foreword
yes.
to your book. And so here it is, and you're writing this for your daughter. So it's like this is three generations of wisdom anointed by the Holy Spirit to be an encouragement to the king's daughters and for everybody to realize that you know, all of God's daughters are his personal own, aren't they?
Well, I appreciate it. In fact, you're the second person, only the second person yet, obviously it's all brand new right now, to say from a male's perspective the inspiration behind that, even to a man. And I actually had not even thought of that until you and this other person that I met just yesterday had mentioned it, because I do talk in the book. Throughout the book, I will mention and reference my father, mm-hmm. and I tell a story about, and it's a very long story short, that how I stood up for a friend of mine in high school, and she had a very abusive father that, to be honest with you, I should have been afraid of. I should have been afraid to stand up to him and say to him what I did on her behalf. And the reason I had the confidence, and it was not something I realized then, but I do now, I had the confidence to stand up for that broken girl because my father had told me who I was. He had told me that I was beautiful and strong and smart and talented and important, that I mattered, that I was loved no matter what. And our Heavenly Father, He says that about us, that sometimes we don't have earthly relationships communicating the truth to us. We have a bunch of lies around us. We have abusive relationships, damaging relationships, speaking what is not true. And so in fighting for each other, male and female, being that voice to say, it may sound like I'm criticizing you, but it's because I love you.
Right.
And I think that you're beautiful. I think that you are important, that you're valuable, that you're worthy. And I think that some of the things you're doing are suggesting that you don't believe that truth about you. So you're trying to get attention in the wrong way, or you're trying to go down a path of compromise or destruction or danger. And when someone feels loved and fought for, there is no greater feeling. I mean, there's really, honestly, one of the best feelings in the world. My daughter, I was just a camp counselor with her, and there was a little girl that a little boy openly said to her that she was fat. Mm-hmm. And my little girl reared up, and she walked over to this little girl, and she goes, and I'm not suggesting that she should do this, mm-hmm. but she walked over to the little girl, and she said, you know what? He's wrong. And I just want to shove my hairbrush right up his nose. And, of course, she's 9 years old, and that's, you know, how you call it. And so I'm not suggesting she needs to go shove her hairbrush up his nose. But the little girl's face when my daughter said, he is wrong, and I want to go defend you, it took all the pain and all the sting of what he just said was completely overshadowed by someone saying, I see you. I love you. You're beautiful to me. I've got your mm-hmm. back.
Right.
And if we could do that more as a culture, as a generation, as a demographic, as women, men, you know, black, white, just all over the world, you know, from here in America to afar, like if we could get each other's back, if we could speak the truth, see the truth of who we are in God's eyes to each other and defend that, then those relationships that some of you right now that are hearing this are like, I get a stomachache, you know, even having to think about taking this person out to coffee to tell them that I'm concerned about their walk or their relationships or their behavior. You know what? Just like you said just now, if you pray about that and you ask the Lord, why is this bothering me? Am I jealous? Mm. Am I insecure? Or wait a minute. Do I love them? And do I see a freight train headed for their life? And you've given me eyes to see something that could protect them from that. Then God, give me the courage. God, give me the confidence. But also give me the heart of absolute compassion and love to come to that person with your voice and your love, that they see that this is not you being criticized or judged, but this is you being loved and you having concern for someone. And when your agenda truly is out of love and concern, people will know that. They will know that. And I go back to even my best friend kind of fighting with me when my husband and I had separated, and and I was going on and on and on about how hurt I was by his behavior, and she said, yes, that's awful, but you're also really hard to be friends with. And I kind of, because stopped me dead in my tracks when she said that, because I thought, wait a minute, you know, my life's falling apart, and you're going to say to me, you're not a great friend. And she said, you know what, though? It's because I love you so much, and I know that what you're doing is destructive. Like, there's things in your life that are destructive, that your marriage is not going to be restored, and you are not going to be whole if you keep doing this and this and this. And so I'm going to risk my friendship here, but I've proven that I love you, and I'm going to speak what I see. And it hurt, but I have never, ever felt. I mean, in that season, I had not felt more love than to someone to take a risk and say something to me really hard. And it deepened our friendship, and it made me closer to Jesus. And so don't let the enemy's fear and the lies that he's, you know, speaking into your ears about, like, no, don't ever say that to that person, or don't ever take them for coffee and share your heart about, you know, such and such. You might be exactly what God wants to use to save their life. And, you know, it's not all on you. God doesn't need us, but when he wants us and chooses us, it is our privilege to be used by him. And so if we walk away from that, his kingdom does not suffer. We are the ones that miss out. And so just know that all the pressure is not on you, but it is an honor and a privilege to be used by him, and so to take that risk.
Well, Plum, gosh, I just so appreciate your heart, and I wish you and I could be talking days about this. The book, Fight for Her, Even If You Have to Fight Her. I mean, this spirit, we've talked about it on this radio show. There is a spirit of invalidation that abounds in our culture today, you know, where people are critical. But even as your daughter realized, I mean, what she did was value that person that just took a hit and really saved her because of the damage of some irresponsible word. This is why I hold to, you know, what the Bible talks about, an aptly spoken word. Sometimes it can be just looking at somebody in an aptly way that enlarges them, encourages them, a touch.
Right.
You know,
sure.
That word that comes from heaven that needs to at that point, like your best friend. I mean, here it is. She's willing to put it all on the altar, risk your relationship because she loved you too much to leave you where you were at.
That is 100% true. And we're we get scared. We get scared, and that's human. But we have to press in. We have to press into him and trust him. And there's a few things even right now in my own personal life. In the book, I have some pictures of some girls that I say, some of my girls that I fight for out beyond my daughter. These are girls that I've invested in some way and that I care about on a really personal, intimate level that I really, you know, I spend some time with them. I've experienced life with them in ways that I want to be someone else besides their mom or besides their teacher that they can come to. And there's a couple of them that I have some concerns about. And it's like, what do I do? What do I do, Lord? And the Lord has been saying to me for a while, like, you know, you speak it, you got to be accountable to it. Like, you might need to take a couple of them to coffee. There might be a moment where you have to say, listen, I could be completely wrong here, but this and this concerns me for you, and this is why. And you can take this and you can forget about it. You can take this and you can hate my guts. Or you can take this and know that because I love you, I'm willing to say something hard to you that might be a little uncomfortable, but I really think it is going to be for your good. And then trust the Lord with that. And again, your motivation, only you can be honest enough to know that if your motivation is jealousy or insecurity or just a, you know, just a political opinion or just a difference in opinion, but rather if it really is based on something that you feel like has eternal consequence, speak it in love.
Yeah, fight for her. Well, Plum, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, congratulations on the new CD, Beautifully Broken. Of course, the title will be part of a movie coming out in August. And, of course, your book, your second book. You thought you'd never write a book, and here you've written two already.
I know.
So,
I know.
That is outstanding. Well, how can people be in touch and get their hands on everything available at all the usual places? Of course, we're going to link it on our website.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, Plum Music. Plummusic.net, and I'm really thankful for things like, you know, iTunes and Kindles and Amazon and Google and just all those media outlets that make things a little easier.
Exactly.
And live shows. I mean, I am going out this fall with Unspoken and Dan Bremis, and I will have all of the, for those of you that like an actual book you can hold in your hand or a CD you can actually put into a CD player that you can read the lyrics. I mean, I'm a little old school about that. I have a T-shirt that I gave my husband a long time ago. I don't know if he still has it, but it said Long Live Analog, because I just love the tangible, hold it, look at the lyrics, read the thank yous, like watch, look at the pictures and really connect the whole album. I'm one of those. And so I do have, I have all of that, you know, out of my any live show. So please try to catch us on the We Are One tour this fall.
Plum, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is